Thank you for holding. Is this Gary?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's what I like to hear. Good morning. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line. She basically just told me try to beat out the pricing structures that you guys are using with Home Advisor now. She said, yeah, pretty much if we can get your foot in the door, she thinks this will be a long-term marketing solution. And I would agree. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system in the past, and they almost always wind up preferring the first page placement, letting people call them directly, not having to pay per lead anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just a lot better when people call you rather than you call them. You know, it's a different dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
I got to kind of understand how that lead system works. So besides just figuring out what the price would be, and you know, because we don't have a website, so that's another problem that I talked to her about. So that
okay.
might be something we have to figure out, because we can't get on first page of Google without a website.
Well, you can, but you'd want it,
yeah.
you know, especially in your industry, people are going to be really visual. They're going to want to see some stuff that you've done in the past.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah, we have a bunch of pictures and stuff we can add to it. We just haven't got around to that.
Okay, maybe I can help you with that too. So let me try to, override this because it's a different package. Do you get texting on this number?
I do, yeah.
Here, let me show you what I'm talking about here, so that way it doesn't sound like I'm just humming and hawing. Okay, there you go. I'll send you a website example too, so you can get an idea what the site looks like if you do want that. I'm sure you would. Boom.
So you guys help with creating the website too? Or?
I can include it for you. Yeah, I could definitely include it as an added incentive. Normally it's a more expensive package, but she was trying, the main reason she asked me to jump on the line was to get the pricing down. Adding the website would make the price go up. So I'm trying to still make it go down and then waive the fees with the site too. So that's why I wanted you to see this. But
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, if it's in your wheelhouse, then I could definitely, I can include that for you. And hopefully, well, no, it won't be any extra charge. I'm just making sure we can cover the full service area, too, with that package.
Oh, I'd so say that.
Said Centennial, Castle Pines, basically Douglas County.
Yeah, Douglas County, yeah.
Okay, I got you. That's exactly what we're looking for. Okay. Okay, so if you scroll down this pricing page, Garrett, and this is Garrett, right? There's Garrett and Corey on here? Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. If you scroll down underneath where it says Premier Google Partner, you'll start seeing some packages and pricing structures. Now, the first ones are going to be big ones. You're not ready for those big boys yet. That includes like Google Ads. It's going to be like, you know, the only time we recommend those is if you want to cover like more than 100 miles around you. Then we have to do that, right? Because other stuff's not considered local. But if you scroll down, there's a platinum package in there. You see that one? It says
like
most popular. Yeah, Essential Pro Platinum. So the platinum is the one that has the website there. It's listed as an optimized landing page. This one also has our popular directory submission. So you're not just getting the Google first page placement, but you know, you're on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta in those popular directories, and then you know, Facebook ads, Bing Local, Amazon Alexa Voice Search are some major ones that you'll have as well. What I'm thinking I could do, if you wanted to come on board with us today, what I've requested, I could already reduce the cost on that package by 50%, but what I requested to kind of further discount the initial investment was to waive your setup fee. And the setup fee usually goes towards the website, right? Purchasing the domain, developing all the content, the name, address, and phone number cleanup, the optimization of that landing page. So if I get approval on that, we'd waive the setup fee as well. It'll just be $299 out the door for the platinum package and all of its contents. I'm just waiting for them to respond.
And that'd be $299 a month or just the first month?
No, that would be as long as you're with us. Yeah, I'm trying to lock that in. So month to month, as long as you continue to come back, you're not binded to a contract or anything like that. So as long as you consistently run it with us, you'll keep that pricing structure of $299.
Okay, well.
Okay.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yes, let me just make sure that I can waive the setup fee. Hold on 1 second. So if they say yes to this, then we're, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot, right?
Yeah, and then this is something that, like, if it, like, it stays on there, it, like, there's no, like, pausing it, like, we don't need any more jobs for a bit.
Yeah, it's not like Home Advisor, but we could use, like, a Google Voice number, for example, so that way it has, like, a separate business line, and then, your tracking system does have a pipeline, so, like, if you guys miss calls, or if you had the calls just, like, going to voicemail for the day because you're already busy, you're on a project, it'll still save, like, their number and their information, so that way when you guys are available, you can go back and dig through those leads, but at that point, you're calling them back rather than them calling you.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the value of the lead kind of goes down, but that's kind of what you're already using now. At least these ones, you won't have to pay $30, $40, $50 every one.
Some of them are like 116. I mean,
yeah, I know. Home Advisor actually uses Google. A majority of their leads come from a Google listing that they have, and they just resell. So.
Oh, really?
That's why we're really confident. Like, if you could do anything with that, then this will be nice. It's just we don't always have the first page placements available. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Home Advisor, you could sign up for whenever, but you got to have.
Yeah.
Okay, so Finance just told me that I can go ahead and waive your setup fee for you on that Platinum package.
Okay, so that'd be $300 a month.
Yep, $299 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it'll stay exactly $299. No additional lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
And then, so how would this go, like, when it comes to setting up a website and stuff like that? Like, what does that process look like?
Okay, so I'll create your Google business profile. We'll send out your PIN verification a day, so we'll get that going. The PIN verification takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail. So you won't actually see your listing on Google until that PIN verification comes in. In between now and then, we build your website, right? So we'll do a client interview either later today or tomorrow. Client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. And then we sit down with you, and there's a set questionnaire. So they'll go through it. It's about 32 questions. This will help us set up your keywords. We'll have recommendations for you, but you have final say on your keywords. We'll go over the service area geographically, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you guys don't want to go. And then obviously we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to come out. I did send you an example. If you go to the other link where it says splash web pages, so you can see a general starting point for those landing pages and the .com websites. But then we continue to customize it. So we'll start out, you know, maybe this will be how you wanted it. We'll get photos from you. We'll have you send those in, logo. You could send that in. I'll send the email to you now. But any changes that you want to make as we go, the hosting's included in your package. So anytime you want to make revisions to that, let's say you start out the first week, you love the site, and then you want to start changing things, you can always call in and we could swap it out through your account management team here and kind of tweak it as we go, and that's no extra charge.
Okay, cool.
Very
nice.
Yeah, websites are ever changing. Kind of that's why I wanted to emphasize when I was saying that. It's like sometimes guys they start out with their website and it's never really completed.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna make changes as you go.
That's it.
Happen things like that. So.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Right. So then go over like a few more of what this pricing is. So
the Facebook ads is another big one. If you already have like a Facebook business profile, we're not going to duplicate those listings, but what we would do is we get access to that, and then we'll obviously promote the ads there as well. So that'll get marketed to people who have either done a search in the past on Facebook for the services you provide or are currently searching. That's kind of like a remarketing, kind of pops up to them. That's helpful. It's not going to perform like your Google listing. None of it will perform like your Google listing, but it's just kind of not having all your eggs in one basket kind of thing. You'll be there. You'll have Yelp. You'll have Yellow Pages. Like I said, we're not going to duplicate any of the listings in our popular directory submissions. So if you have those, We're not going to create two. We'll just fill the holes on what you're missing to just kind of complete the online marketing strategy. And then, of course, Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results. But the features that I think that we didn't touch on are huge tools for you. Like we have Local Splash app, which you and Corey can both get access to. We'll give you a UN and password. And that allows you to, like I mentioned earlier, not just track the phone calls if you guys are missing them or if you have the calls forwarded to voicemail for the day. But it'll also allow you to request reviews from jobs that you guys just finished on. So let's say you loaded up the truck, you just finished a nice job, you've been working on all week, you sit down for a second, you click on the link, and it sends them a text message asking about their experience and to write a Google review, and then those will automatically publish to Google in real time. But we do have review monitoring as well. So if it's a bad one, we kind of catch it, and then we sit down with you guys and go over that and see what we could do to fix that before it actually gets published. That's in our best interest.
Okay,
you guys keep good reviews.
Yeah. Okay, so this package you're talking about, what's the difference between the Pro and the Platinum? Because you're talking about the Platinum, right?
Yeah. You're getting the Platinum for $299. So the pricing structure would obviously be the first difference, but I guess for you that's been negated. with this,
but
you have
from the Pro to the Platinum, like what is the...
Yeah, you'll see they have a lot of the same things. Like you have the Pro does have the website, the optimized landing page. So that's the last feature. But a lot of what's... So you have the landing page there, you have review monitoring, you have the directory submission. But the things that you're missing are like the Amazon Alexa voice search results. You're a top option there for Amazon Alexa devices. The Facebook advertising is not in the Pro package. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
How does the Amazon Alexa thing work? Like, is that just like people talking to Alexa just being like, that's around here? Or like,
Yeah. So Amazon Alexa has just one more step on their verification, but they do use the Google Places guys as their top recommended option for Amazon Alexa devices. So when you have a Google Places placement, you become eligible for that, but we just have to do one more step of verification on the Amazon platform in order for you to actually show up in their search results. Make sense?
And I'm not sure if that's something we need too much.
Yeah, it's like Facebook. Like, it's not something that's it's not going to compare with Google, you know? None of this stuff's going to compare with Google. Home Advisor, Angie's List. You know, I could go house. None of it's going to compete with that Google Places placement. But the idea there is to have all your bases covered, you know. If we have all your bases covered, then you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You don't have a website guy over here with this phone number and this bill and a Facebook guy over here and an Alexa guy over here. You know, now it's all centralized under one Google partner, and that usually will make things a lot more convenient for you and Corey.
And then the Platinum also has the call and conversation tracking that you're talking about.
Yeah, call and conversion tracking. It does have recordings in there. So if they do call, this will only track things that happen on the mobile platform. So if somebody uses an iPhone or an Android to contact you, like they use that click-to-call feature, it'll actually record the conversation and save their numbers so you can go back and have that too. I've actually had guys use that, and it's helped them, even in some, like, legal situations with people where they're going, oh, I didn't say do this, this, or this, and they're like, oh, yeah, they go into their tracking system, and they have the whole call recorded in there. So it helps. Yeah, it's definitely a good tool to have in a hearsay situation with a client.
And that half-price discount that you did for the Platinum, is that only applying to the Platinum or also the Pro?
Oh, so the price reduction that she requested was for the Platinum package at the $299. The $299 is pretty much like almost our wholesale cost on just getting Google Places and getting the website built for you. So that's how I came up with that number. You'll notice even the Essential package is usually $299. So I wouldn't really be able to go much further than that price point. These other things I'm not actually charging you for. That's how I got the pricing down. I just threw in all these added features for you, like I said, just to kind of centralize them. What was that?
The platinum for the price, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to get you the most bang for our lowest buck.
Okay. All right. Well, let me put you on hold real quick and talk to Corey about this real quick, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. I got some email that I could send out here.
I right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty, you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Can you hear me?
Alright. Yep. Alright. Okay. So yeah, I think we're gonna give it a shot, try it out, you know, like, do it for a couple months. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least give it a good shot.
No, it's going to work. You guys are going to love this.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have any doubt in your mind. Yeah, I mean, if you could do anything with what you've been doing now, this is going to be a nice change of pace for you.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm just having the helping the website would be a big thing, too, because that's what
yeah.
we want to do.
Yeah, long term too. You got to remember, we're also creating and verifying your Google Business page, so that's going to be a huge benefit to you long term too. That's something you're going to always want to have and have those reviews in there, just for credibility. You know, to have that review source and have the website built is going to be huge for you. And then what was it? Oh, so speaking of that, I kind of assumed that he was going to say yes already, so I pulled some addresses for you guys offline. But I just want to make sure that this is still accurate. So I found a 9568 West San Juan Circle, unit 208. Is that accurate?
Yes. That one is Corey's, but probably okay. Just go ahead and use mine.
Okay. So the reason I ask is because we're going to draw a radius basically around this pinpoint. Like, I don't know if you've seen on the map, there's like a little red dot kind of indicating where you are.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the way that they get that is we send a postcard out. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. So he's going to actually get a Google card in the mail with your business name on it, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back that we're going to need from you when you receive it. So we want to think about, you know, where your geographic starting point, where you want that to be, and then, of course, who's going to be able to receive that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine's probably in a pretty centralized location for us.
Okay.
So I think mine will work pretty good.
All right. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. So it is 8865 Lady Madonna.
Madonna. Okay.
Circle.
I found
and
it. I believe Highland.
Yeah. Highlands Ranch, unit 107.
107. Okay. D80129.
Yep.
Oh, wow. They're very close to each other. Okay. Update. Okay, and you can have this address either displayed or hidden.
It goes into the floor.
I don't know.
You still receive the postcard. Well, you don't ever have people go to you, right? I mean, you don't like sit down with them at your home. Yeah, then let's just hide it, you know, because it'll still say Highlands Ranch. It'll still have the state and the zip code, you know, website, everything on there. It just won't have the street address. Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't make any sense if they're not going to ever use it. What's your last name, Garrett?
H-E-I-N.
H-E-I-N. Okay, Hein. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to add Corey as, is he your co-owner or partner?
Yeah.
Okay, what's his last name?
Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, and what's his phone number? We're not going to have anybody contact him, but it's just in case he calls in, we know what account he's affiliated with.
Can we use the newest one?
720.
720.
Okay.
402-2614.
2614, okay. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead, even though there's going to be an account management team helping me with fulfillment. And then you could share this with Corey. If you guys need something done quickly or you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to reach out.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Cool.
Always helps to have somebody get something done quick for you.
Yeah, for sure it does.
Yeah, I just texted that to you there too. And then the email address for photos and logo for your website is also in there, just underneath that.
Say that last part again.
I sent you the email address for your company logo and photos for the website.
Okay.
It should be in that same text field. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys could always text that 877 number as well. It'll come through to me. But if you call in, you'll always get a customer service rep unless you dial that 544 extension. That'll come straight to me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And what was this company's name again?
Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, and then the last name is Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H. That's the second name. Okay. All right, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied on that Platinum package. What's your business email address?
So it's gh13@imagerydesign.net.
Okay, and this is a good place to send your invoice receipt as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a business expense, so you guys will be able to write it off as well.
Perfect.
Yep. So you get it back that way and with the customers it brings in. It's a win-win. All right, and then website. We're going to have to purchase a domain. Good. Okay, primary line of contact for the business, 520-210-1701.
That works.
Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just do like 9 to 4, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5?
Excuse me, no. Or should we do it later?
Oh,
maybe like 8 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only works.
Yeah, that way they could call you, but you're not actually expected to go out and work. Or you guys can hash it out with them. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. If you have a business PayPal, we can hyperlink it to your .com that we build for you. That way they can pay you directly through your website. You don't have to do that, but I just want to let you know that's an option.
Yeah, right now we just take payments through QuickBooks, so that's probably what we'll stick with for now.
Okay. All right. And then I added Corey. Perfect. Okay. So for client interviews, like I mentioned earlier, client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your guys' schedule look like for today?
Like we're working on a job right now, but I'm sure we can step away for a little bit.
Okay. How about 3 to 4 this afternoon?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'll send you a text about 2 o'clock just to confirm. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way when we come back from the weekend, we'll already have a website to show you guys.
Okay, great. Yeah, then after work today, I'll get some photos together and stuff and send that over in that link.
Yeah, as long as you can get them through the weekend, because even though we're not here during the weekend, I mean, there's still a 24/7 customer service department, and our graphic design team is still here.
Okay.
I won't be here, though. I'll be at home with my babies. All right. Yeah, I got 2 little boys. Try to spend as much time with them as possible. We're in Southern California, so I actually spent Monday and Tuesday at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's a lot of work, though. My youngest is only a year and a half. What was that?
Are you near Anaheim, or where are you at?
Yeah, we're Orange County based, so our company's in Newport Beach. I grew up in Huntington Beach myself.
Okay.
So I live in Costa Mesa.
Huntington and.
Oh yeah, Huntington is. I'm super proud of my hometown.
Yeah.
I love Huntington Beach. It's pretty great.
Yeah, my whole girlfriend's family's from there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I live really close to the harbor, actually. So it was right off of Warner right there. So I grew up eating at that Jack in the Box, going to the beach right there all the time. I don't think I wore a shirt until I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, right.
That was good growing up. I didn't realize how good we had it until I got older. Okay.
Yeah, I wish I had that. I grew up in Sacramento, so we didn't really go to the ocean too much. Just because it was too cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's still beautiful, though. I actually go up there pretty often because there's 3 Googles. So one's in San Francisco, and then there's one in Mountain View, which is they call it the OG one, the original. And then they have the Newport Beach location. It's actually the newest one. So I report usually to the Newport one, but sometimes I have to go up there just for seminars and things like that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of keep us in the loop. It was interesting because, like 5 years ago, I went to a seminar and they announced that they were going to have YouTube TV because Google owns YouTube. And, it was so funny because it's barely coming out now. And my brother and my family are like, oh man, this YouTube TV thing is coming out. I just subscribed and it's so cool. Like it's a new thing. And I'm like, yeah, like they told me about that like 5 years ago. It sucks though, cause it's gonna like, the people who don't subscribe are going to get like 5 ads throughout the video. So you're basically going to get like bombarded with ads until you pay for the YouTube TV, and then it'll have it with ad free watching. Yeah.
It's like Peacock with steroids.
Yeah. I get the membership for free, thank God, because before it launched, though, my youngest one, we used to use the YouTube to like babysit him, and then every time a commercial came on, he would start screaming. So, you know, it kind of let me know, like, oh, there must be a commercial. He would yell at me to come change.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need this medication. I'm a baby. Okay. So you should have the calendar invitation there. I sent it to the GH13 at imagerydesign.net. I think we're good.
So what am I? This is just the interview time.
Yeah, that's just the interview. So the client interview technician will be dashed on that, and then you'll be dashed on that. So that way you know who's contacting you. They will contact you on this line, the 520 number. It'll be from an 877 line. So just as a heads up.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And then between three and four.
Sorry. Yes, between 3 and 4 Mountain Time. And then when did you move to Colorado? You said you were in Sacramento.
Came out here. 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people have been moving from California recently, especially since like the pandemic started. I had a lot of friends like Tennessee, Texas, Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Dispersed.
Yeah, I have a brother that lives in Telluride, actually. I don't know.
Oh, no way.
You guys been out that
That's
way.
Cool.
Yeah,
I love Telluride.
He went to Pendleton. And then he went to Iraq and Afghanistan between 2010 and 2016. So he loves Telluride.
Oh,
yeah. he's like I could go 3 whole days and nobody talks to me.
Yeah,
he likes staying out in the woods.
Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. So I got the profile set up and client interview confirmed. Last thing I got to do is secure the first month payment. So in terms of securing the $299 for the platinum package, how did you want to do that?
We have 2 cards.
Oh, I can't split the payment. Sorry, guys. It's got to be on one because it's a VeriSign secure database or merchant processing. So it'll actually like input one card and then it encrypts it. So I can't even see the information anymore. And then it's set up to auto process monthly.
Sorry, I'm confusing. So how do you need it then?
It would just be like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, but it just can't be 2 separate payments. Okay, sorry. Maybe I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying you had like 2 separate payments and you wanted me to split it.
Oh, sorry. No, yeah, just one works.
Okay, all right. And is it under your name, the business name, or Corey's name?
My name and business, I guess it's both. It's
okay.
Card, so.
Yeah, let me make sure I add the Imagery Design Custom Decks LLC on here. Paste. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification?
Yeah.
The Lady Madonna Circle?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
And you said it was 107, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me just update here. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, cool. 4259.
4259.
0740.
0740.
0569.
0569.
1360.
1360. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
926.
926. And then 3-digit code on the back.
062.
All right, and then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say something that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I can always rephrase it for you. Just say, hey, John, what does that mean? Okay?
Okay, yep.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Imagery Design Custom Decks, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Garrett Hine and co-owner.
Okay. And your partner, Corey Stinson, is present, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jared, it is important that you and Corey are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
That's more so pertaining to us. I understand you'll probably miss calls sometimes. It gets overwhelming. I'm not going to ride you too hard about that. But if I'm blowing you up, you know, 10 times, 20 times in a row, when you do answer, I'm going to give you a earful.
Okay.
Hey, what the heck are you doing? I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last 3 days. All right. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yep.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything additional. Like, we know what you're doing now. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add a service, which you shouldn't need. You know, I set you up with that platinum package for a reason. So you shouldn't need to have 100 different bills floating around, right? But if you're not sure, or you just double check, I just want to make sure that you're not duplicating anything, because that does cause a discrepancy with the search engine. I also want to make sure you're not paying for anything that you shouldn't be or don't have to be paying for. So,
gotcha.
Okay, and it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It's paid out 1 month at a time. The initial term for your account setup will be charged today. It is October 6th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. We've waived all setup fees affiliated with your programming, and I've locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll remain $299 for as long as you're with us. It does state here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle, and we will part ways as friends. It says, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month payment. Upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking. Payment declined CVV2. Okay, I think there was a problem with the expiration date or the three-digit code on the back.
Alrighty.
Let me go back to billing. Hold on 1 second here. And CVV card code error. Let me just confirm. Yeah, entered. You check is invalid because three-digit code on the back. Okay. So can you repeat the three-digit number on the back of the card?
Yeah, 062.
Two. Okay. My apologies. That was my fault. There's a seven there.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. That's all on me. I think you probably said two. But let me just confirm. And then, I can't see the expiration date. So let me just try to change this, and hopefully that's exactly it. So bear with me for one moment.
Yep.
Okay, looks like this one's processing. Okay, so when that goes through, you're going to get the... Okay, it cleared. You're going to get an automated text and email. In the text, you're going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. It's also in your email as well, but I do need you to sign off on that. That's what's going to lock in the discounted pricing structure, and it's going to have all the products and features in that Platinum Package Bundle outlined in black and white for you.
Okay.
Okay, so that's very important.
the click here in the tricks and terms.
Yep, that's it. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to certify that you're an authorized user on the account that you provided. So there's a little box you got to check there, making sure it's you, not Corey, using your card. And then, did I spell your last name correctly? It's H-E-I-N, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Usually so
it's
Facebook
I before E, so that got me. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead, sorry.
Weird. The Facebook ads, is that something that has to be a part of that? Can we take that off to save a little bit, or does that have to be on there?
The Facebook ads has to be in that package. We're in the process of becoming a Meta partner, so normally that would have gone to Google directly, but they're making it so like I have to set it up that way. Like if I don't put some kind of dollars and cents in there, it won't give you the ads at all.
Okay, gotcha.
Does that make sense? So it's like we have to give it to you, but I have to also put something in there dollars and cents wise. So I just put 100.
Gotcha.
Basically, like the accounts that we have with Google and with Facebook Meta are like our company's own account. So it's like you pay the company, and then they pull directly from the company's accounts. Does that make sense? So they each only have like the same. Yeah. So it's
okay.
Weird.
No. So now it's asking for a username and password at Local Flush.
Yes. So in your email, it's going to have that. I'm going to send the email over with the YouTube video. There's like a 7-minute YouTube video that you and Corey can watch, and it'll show you how to use not just the app but the whole tracking system too on the PC format.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's just going to be a super useful tool. I mean, most of the questions that you'll have about the service, you'll be able to find the answers through that tracking system, whether it be like billing, how each platform's performing, how each keyword's performing, where your calls are coming from, things like that.
Gotcha.
Request reviews, access your website, anything. So, and then obviously if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I gave you my direct number, and then we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you guys as well.
Okay. And your direct number is
544 extension. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So our phone number is always the same as like the one that we texted you on. It's also going to be at the bottom of all the texts and emails that you get from us. But if you want to call me directly, you do have to hit that 544 extension. Or if you do call customer service, you could say, hey, can I speak with Jonathan Hill? I've been here 10 years. So, you know, they all know me.
Gotcha.
I probably hired them. All right.
Got it. Love it.
Well, this concludes our official sign-up process. So, I mean, thank you, you know, obviously for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to building a long-term business relationship with you, but communication is going to be key in order to get through that. So if there's anything that we can do to make your guys' experience better or to assist your company in moving forward, don't hesitate to ask. No questions or dumb questions, okay?
No, I appreciate it.
All right.
What else here? So just put log in. Is there anything I need to
that
right now?
No. Yeah. Sorry, I should have said that. So you're good with the tracking system and login credentials. I'll make sure that you have that either during your client interview or before the client interview. All I really want you to focus on right now is the client interview between 3 and 4, and then of course your PIN verification letter. Those are the two most important things. Okay. We basically like can't set you up unless we have PIN verification completed and client interview completed. Okay.
And the PIN verification is what again?
It's a postcard that's coming to your actual address in the mail. That's why I got your address down primarily. So the 8865 Lady Madonna Circle, 107 Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 80129. You're going to receive a postcard in the mail there. I'm going to go over it again. So big, colorful postcard. You can't miss it. It has the colorful Google letters right on it. It's going to have your business name on it as well. And then on the back, there's a little 5-digit number that we need from you. So don't mistake that for junk mail or throw it away. I don't know if you have a missus checking your mail or something, but let them know. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business. Once we have that 5-digit number, you know, you can burn it, throw it away, do whatever you want with it. You're verified, but we need to at least get that 5-digit number off the back of it when you receive it.
And I call you, text that, Do it through the portal.
Exactly.
Or...
either one. You can call, text it, email it. Like I said, just get it to me. Just get it to me. Whatever's most convenient for you, if you just want to text it over to that line. Your phone number, Corey's phone number, and your email are all affiliated with this account. So even if it was sent on his line, if it was emailed in, we'll know it's you guys. We'll know exactly where to put it and go ahead and verify your listing.
Okay. Gotcha. And I can text your extension line?
If you put the extension in on the text, I don't think it'll actually come through that way. You could just text it regular. And I'm already listed as the account lead. So just text the regular 877 number. And since I'm the account lead, all those text messages automatically come through to my work email here.
Okay. So that extension is just for strictly calling then?
Yeah. That's just if you want to call inbound and speak with me directly. Like, let's say you talk to somebody you don't like and you're like, this kid. I'm like, okay, I just hired him last week at a tax date. He's fired. No. I'm just kidding. That won't happen, but I'm just saying. I teach them all that the customer's always right. So, but yeah, if you need anything, like I said, there's always someone here to assist you. If I'm not here, like Monday, Tuesday, for example, I had a bunch of calls from clients, but I was at Disneyland. I've been here 10 years. I try to enjoy as much time as I can with my kids now and stuff like that. But I'm almost always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. If not, there's still somebody to assist you, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, perfect. Good. Awesome, right, John. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. I appreciate the opportunity. Enjoy the rest of your guys' work day, and then we'll circle back between 3 and 4 for that client interview.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.